head-to-head for MVP. Going end zone, Puka Nacua, and just like that, Los Angeles is on the board.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Joe Davis on the call on Fox in the wild card round. Puka Nacua with a touchdown catch against the Carolina Panthers. And speaking of those Panthers, we do have some breaking news we'll get to in just a second here on You Better You Bet. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos, always inside your Westwood One Sports app. And of course, you can watch the show streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. The Kostos, Nick, will return tomorrow. Happy to fill in for him today, the morning after I stayed up late to watch my Steelers make a mess down their leg again in the playoffs. Just got done talking about the future of Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers, which we may revisit again before the end of the show, as well as our three stars of the day and some first impressions of the divisional round with thoughts from Frank Schwab included in there as well. But I mentioned last week when I filled in for Nick here on You Better You Bet that this could, in fact, be the year that your drunk slurry uncle is right about defense wins championships, kid. Told you. Because we don't have a raft of elite quarterbacks in these playoffs. We don't. There's no Mahomes. There's no Burrow. There's no Lamar. There's not even a Jared Goff to be found. Last year's Super Bowl winning quarterback is now out as well. Jalen Hurts. No Jordan Love now. Thank you, LaFleur. It's Allen and Stafford. And I'm not trying to devalue Brock Purdy or what Sam Darnold has done this year. More often than not, I don't want to devalue what Caleb Williams could be turning into, at least in the final 2 minutes of a game, right? If Caleb Williams only had to play the final 2 to 4 minutes of every game, he's already in the Hall of Fame. There are still good quarterbacks out there. Drake May was in the MVP conversation all year. And you could argue it was the schedule, but you could also argue May looked really, really good at times. Bo Nix is Bo Nix. I'm still not sold. But the point is, there are good quarterbacks. Yes, absolutely. There are not a lot of great quarterbacks. The only two you look at and say, That's a shiny toy. I like that. That's the quarterback that can win me a Super Bowl, or Allen and Stafford. That's why, even though I do tend to believe with my drunk uncle that defense could win a championship this postseason, my Super Bowl pick when we started the postseason was Rams-Bills. I still think that's highly likely because of the quarterbacks. And that could blow this whole theory up. But you see a team like the Texans do what they did. You see a team like the Seahawks, the Broncos, what the Patriots did to Justin Herbert in the wild card round. Those are defenses, baby. Those are defenses that come to play, punch you in the mouth, and win a playoff game based on that theory of defense win championships. Texans don't win last night based on the way C.J. Stroud played. Without that defense. Okay, maybe they still would have because the Steelers couldn't find the end zone. But it would have had a much harder time. The other position that I think we have to take notice of now that is, I don't want to say bereft of talent, but you don't have a lot of those elite top flight guys, all pro guys left in the playoffs, is wide receiver. I mean, it's JSN and Puka. Those are the all pros at wide receiver left in the playoffs. That's it. And Josh Allen is a one of one talent. So he's making do with Khalil Shakir and Brandon Cooks. Drake May is making do with the shell of Stephon Diggs and Kayshon Booty and the Texans now, probably without Nico Collins going into Foxborough. Incredible game from Christian Kirk last night. every time I looked up, he was running free and open. But it's Kirk and Higgins and Noel, the pair of rookies from Iowa State. Yeah, Cortland Sutton in Denver, I guess at times, belongs near the fringes of that elite wide receiver conversation. And certainly, I think you've got guys in Chicago who, in Luther Burden in particular, may be a part of that conversation someday. Roma Dunze. Maybe. Someday. But other than Puka, healthy Devontae when he's healthy, and JSN, you don't have those name brand receivers left in the playoffs. And it's wild to me how we're probably, what, 3 years removed from the belief that you got to have an elite quarterback wide receiver combo if you're going to go anywhere, right? It was Burrow and Chase. That's the template. Okay. I'm not arguing against having a quality receiving core. Aaron Rodgers would have loved to have had one last night in Pittsburgh, although I still don't know if he would have had time to get the ball out to those guys. And if DK Metcalf would have caught it, which he did not do last night. So you still need a quality receiving core. But what we're seeing, I think, in the NFL right now is a shift away from wide receiver one being of utmost importance. Again, it's still incredibly valuable. I'm not trying to say that wide receivers don't matter. There's nuance in this conversation. But a shift toward tight ends. That's the position that I think, with more teams running 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends, than ever before. I mean, the Rams have a slew of tight ends. And yes, they've also got Nacua and Adams, as I mentioned. But if you don't have a tight end that your quarterback, and Bill, you made this point when we talked this morning before the show, so I think it's valuable to bring you back in here to this part of the conversation. If you don't have a tight end that you can trust your quarterback to get the ball to in crucial situations, third downs, for example, look what Caleb is doing with Colston Loveland. Look what Jordan Love did earlier in the year before Tucker Kraft got hurt. If you don't have that tight end, Hunter Henry, if you don't have that tight end that can save your butt as a quarterback on third down, I don't know how far you're going to go. And the importance of those tight ends continues to climb up the ladder.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, I always go back. I remember this quote from Troy Aikman. This was like 20 years ago. And he said, you know, Emmitt Smith did his thing. Michael Irvin did his thing. My job was, I got paid to convert third downs. So what do you need on third down? He needed Jay Novacek, right? And it goes all through. Jason Witten was one of these guys. All these guys where it's third and six, and you know you've got a big target that just gets 8 yards, gets a step, and you just deliver the football and keep the chains moving. It's so important. And yes, sometimes a wide receiver like Puka is absolutely that guy for the Rams, right? Those quick routes, and Stafford gets in the ball and they keep the chains moving. It doesn't have to be a tight end, but a lot of the times, and that's where I really wonder about this 49ers offense without George Kittle, without Ricky Pearsall, without these guys. Like, what is Brock Purdy going to do when he has that critical conversion that he's got to make? So I think it's critical. And, you know, we hear Kenny bringing up, and you brought up Colston Loveland. I think that's a perfect example. And not someone that offense had when Loveland was still developing. Komet wasn't good enough to be that guy. But what we've seen with Colston Loveland the last 3-4 weeks, he's becoming that guy. And that's where this Bears offense might be more dangerous this month.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about Loveland in Chicago. Knox, obviously, in Buffalo is crucial to what Josh Allen does. I mentioned Hunter Henry in New England always being there and available. Had the lone touchdown in that game against the Chargers in the wild card round. I think one to keep an eye on in the divisional round, Dalton Schultz, who didn't have much of an impact at all last night for the Texans, but led Houston in receptions this year. Everybody's talking about the impact of Nico Collins possibly not being available in Foxborough on Sunday. If you just ask CJ, hey, I don't need you to hit Christian Kirk or or Jalen Noel half a dozen times, or Jaden Higgins. Just look for your tight end. Find your tight end. Get the ball to Dalton Schultz. Like you said, 5-6 yards downfield. Let him fall forward for another 2 or 3 yards, and we're going to be in third and manageable all day long.
Yeah, 100%, because the one thing you can't have is negative plays. Like, we see that all the time. You're marching 30, 40 yards, then you know, you're second and 12, third and 9, and the entire concept of the drive pivots immediately. You can't have those negative plays. So when you have, when the play downfield or whatever the main option, when that doesn't work out, having those safety valves that can still get you some sort of positive play. Maybe it's not a successful play. You know, maybe you didn't get the amount of yards, so the analytics aren't happy, but you're still getting 3, 4, 5, 6 yards forward instead of 0 yards on an incompletion.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that pivot, and I think a lot of people around the league have been somewhat late to the party in that regard, where they, you know, the Bengals are a great example. And nothing against the Bengals tight ends. Like, they've got capable guys. But when you pivot away from tight ends in any regard, Gesicki's decent. You know, they brought in Noah Fant, but you put all your eggs in the wide receiver basket, as they did with Chase and Higgins. Those guys have to produce, and your quarterback has to be able to count on them in those situations. And look, the issues in Cincinnati are plentiful, and some of them don't even exist on that side of the ball, certainly. But you get what I'm saying. It's some places in the league, I'll use the Rams as an example again. Parkinson, Higbee. They've got guys who, okay, you want to take away Puka on this route? You want to take Puka and Devontae? That's fine. I'll go 2 receivers, 2 tight ends. I'll get it to one of those tight ends. I mean, you see incredible catches like the one Parkinson made late against Carolina this past weekend. If you don't have those tight ends, you're playing from behind. And in some cases, like in Buffalo, those tight ends are option number one for a quarterback that knows how to use them. And I'm curious to see how the league continues to adjust to that going forward, because if they don't, then they're going to get left behind, like, well, teams like the Bengals. So, yeah, it's interesting to watch another position that's sort of undergoing transition the wide receiver and tight end position are.
And to that point, I mean, let's look at 2 of the best offensive mind coaches in the league, Sean McVay and Ben Johnson. Not only are they going 12 personnel a lot, they're going 13 personnel a decent amount. They're putting 3 tight ends out there and passing out of those formations. So when guys like McVay, Shanahan, Ben Johnson, when those guys are doing those things, I think the league should listen.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how it continues to evolve through the divisional round. Coming up, we'll get some first impressions on the divisional round now that the full slate is set for Saturday and Sunday. We'll get you our 3 stars of the day as well before we wrap up. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM here on Westwood One Sports.